Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, kids, och välkomna tillbaka till podcasten Mina Vännerboken. Om du vill stötta den här podden med en slant och då få tillgång till exempelvis Patreon-exklusiva avsnitt med alla gäster och brödrecept, ja, då surfar du in på patreon.com och ansluter dig till det coola gänget. Nu har höstens stand-up-schema börjat ta form, så om du är en klubb, en fest eller en rik person som vill att jag kommer och giggar, så hör av dig till Maskinistet på sociala medier. Jag är även öppen för att spela in den här podden live. Den första som kom med det förslaget var faktiskt dagens gäst, klipphängare. Jag har i någon mån kanske dragit mig för att bjuda in honom till podden enbart därför att mitt självförtroende när det kommer till det engelska språket är bedrövligt. Men nu gick det helt enkelt inte att hålla sig längre, därför att maken till intressant liv, rolig och sympatisk person med järn i eld får man helt enkelt leta efter. Fram med skämskudden, hörni, därför att nu ska Robin låtsas förstå engelska, därför att 46 sidan i Mina Vännerboken, Jonathan Rollins! Hej!
Hej!
Välkommen hit!
Thank you.
Innan vi började spela in så konstaterade vi att det är så bra att du är här, för du bor så nära.
Yeah, man. Like a 5-minute walk.
Det är så praktiskt.
Yes.
För att vara grannar så har vi umgåtts ganska lite ändå.
Yeah, man. Mm. Like never. Now we will. I know where you live now.
Ja, nu kommer du inte undan.
And I got the code.
Ja, just det. Ska ringa och be dem byta och föreningen. Nu har jag ställt till det.
I have a stalker.
Och en vän.
Yes.
Underbart, underbart. Och vad heter det, också innan vi började spela in så gjorde jag ett ljudtest där jag frågade vad det var till frukost. Mm-hmm. Och då kom jag på en grej som jag, när man är amerikan, kanske är britt också, och framförallt när man är komiker, mm-hmm, så har man ju ett vapen i att, du sa ju lingongrova, mm-hmm, och bredbart, mm-hmm, och direkt blev det ju kul. Alltså det är som att ni har ett hack, att du kan ju bara säga ett svennigt ord. Alltså hur, i vanliga livet, hur mycket nyttjar du det här?
Using the Swedish words?
Ja. Alltså supersvenniga ord.
At work I have to speak Swedish anyway.
Mm. Ah, just det.
So it's not like people just laugh all the time. So that's good. But I'd use it a little bit. Mm. Like with my in-laws and stuff like that.
Ah,
I speak English most of the time. But they just think it's funny when I speak some Swedish.
Exakt.
So I just work it in. So a lot of times I take the role of trying to keep the party going, you know, keep the mood right. MC at all times.
So, yeah. Det är nästan ett partytrick. Att du kan bara slänga in så här Jokkmokk eller något, så blir det kul liksom. Hmm. Vet du det? Hur länge har du bott i?
I don't feel as funny anymore now.
Jag har spräckt bubblan. Jag avslöjar.
I've been here 5 years now.
Okay. Yeah. Jag hade ett ex som var amerikan. Mm. Eller hennes pappa var amerikan, det spelar ingen roll. Men han hade varit i Sverige i 25 år, mm, och kunde inte svenska.
Yeah, you don't have to here.
Nej, är inte det ett problem? Är det inte svårare att lära sig svenska?
I think it's harder to learn a language, but I think it's rude to not learn a language.
Mm.
So basically your ex's father's an asshole.
Ah, jo tack. Det kan jag bekräfta.
No, I think technically speaking, learning Swedish is It's a similar sentence structure, Nej. Language, the subject and predicate relationship is similar, I think.
Va? Alltså det, jag är så dålig på engelska och grammatik.
Oh, okay.
Det här är så svinigt.
The way that the language is set up is like, I can think in English and I can say what I'm thinking and for the most part, I can just translate.
Ja, det fungerar så ändå.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes you get caught up. But like in Spanish, for instance, a lot of times the predicate is before the subject.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to like speak backwards.
Kan du spanska också?
No, but we were, I mean, my Swedish is way better than my Spanish. But growing up, I'm from Miami. So growing up, you had to take Spanish in school. Yeah.
Det var standard att man var tvungen.
Yeah, like you do, in elementary school, you have Spanish teacher. Well, she came to our class. You sit in class and then for an hour every day, you have Señora Fajet.
Mm.
Teach us some Spanish.
Fan, vad härligt.
Yeah.
Men om du skulle... Du kan prata svenska?
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Du gör det på jobbet?
Yeah, I speak
Spanish. Fan, jag blir nyfiken ändå. Varför gör du inte det på scen då?
Because, you know, you see me perform. Mm. My style is pretty interactive and pretty... if something happens, of course I have a, you know, an act.
Mm.
But I do a lot of stuff in the moment. And I would be... a lot slower. My brain would be working on the Swedish more than it would be focusing on the moment.
Ja, just det.
So I think it'll make me a completely different comedian.
Ja. Fan, vad härligt.
Så,
jag kan ju inte engelska, så jag har ingen aning om vad du har sagt under hela intervjun. men vi har trevligt.
Yes. When another thing is my wife's grandmother taught me Swedish.
Det är så.
Yeah.
För det är ju en del av
bullshit.
Ja, jag ljuger ju bara. Det för att om det finns någon som inte har sett dig så i din akt så pratar du om din frus Birgitta.
Mm-hmm. Mm. The whole thing is true, man.
Mm.
But Birgitta is a shout out. She loves the spot.
Jo, hon är Patreon alltså. $10 per avsnitt.
But she was really strict about Swedish. So I'm really hard on myself when I speak Swedish. I'm hard on myself with English, with proper English.
Mm.
So it would never work doing because I would be correct. If I said something wrong, I would correct it on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If I did performed in Swedish, I would correct myself. It it would never work.
Du har liksom Birgitta på axeln som...
Yes, exactly. Always correcting me. Like, I'll walk away from every conversation thinking of how I could have said something better at work. It's like I go, I'm like, I should have said, egentligen. Egentligen. Inte antagligen.
Det är roligt för Birgitta är också ett sånt lärarnamn. Man ser framför sig att hon är verkligen så pedagogisk med det också.
Ja, she was a teacher too. Back in
det är så?
Yeah.
Visst
är det. She, even when we talk now, she corrects me if I say something wrong. Yesterday, she correct. Yeah.
Vad härligt. Jag har träffat henne.
Yeah, were you there?
When
she came to mom. That's the only time she seen me perform. Yeah. Nice lady, right?
Supertrevlig.
Yeah.
Det var då hon blev Patreon. Jag drog idén, hon gillade den.
$1, cheap ass.
Vill du ha en podd på bra svenska? Då har du kommit rätt. Så här va. Det här är ju... du har ju stora planer. Om man säger så.
Yes.
Om vi kan, om du vill, så berätta vad har du i görningen.
Yeah, we fingers crossed that everything goes through, but I'm planning a comedy festival this October 26th through the 28th, LOL Stockholm.
And
hopefully your listeners will come check it out. I like the scene here, and I think there's it's crazy that other cities in Sweden have a comedy festival and Stockholm doesn't.
Det blir Linköping. Det är helt absurt.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's time. And it's in the works. You're in it.
Mm.
And the planning is, the schedule is done and almost everything's done. So and it's in collaboration with Kulturhuset.
Mm.
So to be at Kulturhuset, and one of the goals is to keep the prices down, so there's not going to be tickets more than 200 crowns for anything at the festival. So, yeah.
Så jävla bra idé.
Thank you.
Så att lyssnarna vet om det här, som det här kommer bli av, såklart. Vi ska se till att det här blir av, men såklart att chanserna är större om det visas intresse, liksom att folk vill se det och komma dit, liksom. Och blir det av, så kommer vi att köra den här podden live.
Yeah.
Till exempel.
Yes. Yeah.
Så det är, gillar man det här och vill se det live, då ska man stötta LOL Stockholm.
Yeah.
Jag tror det är så jävla bra idé. Jag är så, jag är
There's going to be stand-up comedy. There's going to be some improv. There's going to be podcasts, as you mentioned. And there's going to be films.
Yeah, it sounds.
On the Sunday. Friday and Saturday stand-up. Sunday's film.
Fan vad bra. För jag har ju fått, jag har blivit inbjuden till saker, men då har jag bara sett de grejer jag är inbjuden till. Liksom. Det har inte släppts något officiellt schema än, vad jag förstår. Så att det ska bli, jag kommer att köpa åkerband.
Yes.
Så det är en väldigt, väldigt bra idé. Cool, man. Och vilket datum har du?
October 26th through the 28th.
Jag borde skriva ner det.
You're involved.
Jag jobbar då. Ja?
You're involved in at least two shows or two events. That's good if you're
right. Bra. Men just därför att det fortfarande är i slutplaneringen, eller man ska säga, så finns det inte ännu vad jag får biljettlänkar och sånt där. Så vi kan inte göra mer reklam.
No, not yet. But everything will be on the Culture Huset website. So keep checking for that.
Och de kommer ju inte missa det. Vi kommer ju pumpa ut reklam.
Yes, definitely.
Fan, vad härligt.
I love that, you know, I'm friends with most of the community here. And everybody's pretty excited about it. Ja. So we're going to get the word out and get our fans there and have a good time, man.
Verkligen. Yes. Och, kom dit. Så vad det lider, vi är kollegor. Mm-hmm. Vi är grannar.
Yeah.
Men vi är ju inte vänner.
No, not yet, man. It's a shame.
Jag vet. Okay. Vad väntar vi på?
I don't know, man. I think it's I heard you say something racist and ever since then.
Just det. Ja, men det är det. Vi har olika syn på rasfrågan. Det är det som skiljer oss åt.
No, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Nej. Men det är därför du är här. Så nu tänker jag att nu ska vi göra slag i saken.
Let's do it.
Återigen var jag lite sen med armbandet. Det var jag faktiskt förra veckan också, vilket jag är ledsen för.
They don't have to know that.
Nej, men jag är också transparent. Det är därför det är det lyssnarna där ibland Birgitta gillar att jag är så ärlig.
You're a good friend.
Så att jag har gjort ett amerikanfärgat armband, men det slog mig då att det är ju också ryssfärgat. Mm-hmm. Så du kommer få ett Putinband runt armen. Mm-hmm. Men det är
I
samma.
Think people will guess that I'm not Russian.
Jag slängde också med en Pride. Så det tänker jag att det gör ju mindre putinskt. En Pride-pärla.
Are you gonna put it on me?
Om du klarar mina vännerboken frågorna.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I gotta earn it.
Jag har tänkt till.
Nice. Have you had any other international guests?
Nej.
Okay.
Nej. Ser du dig själv som en internationell gäst?
I mean, I'm speaking English.
Ja, du menar språkmässigt?
No, I just mean international. I do, yes. I consider myself an international guest. Mm-hmm. Because of the armband, I'm thinking that. Mm-hmm. That's what made me ask that question, because you made the armband red, white, and blue because I'm American.
Mm. Ja, men so flera har fått från flaggor där de kanske har bott länge eller de är ursprungna eller så. Men nu satte du mig på pottan lite. Jag kommer bara inte på något. Nej, jag fattar. Nej.
Can't think anything special about me besides that I'm American.
Jo, men vet du vad? Det måste också ha en färgkombination. Det är det som är lite lurigt. Jag vet ju massa bra grejer. Hade LOL varit längre fram i sin planering och haft en logga, då hade jag gjort färgerna på den. Vad har ni för färger? Du?
Some pink and some brown and some black. I could have had pink, brown and black. And white.
Ge mig 20 minuter bara så ska jag börja.
No.
Fan vad du inspirerade, vad heter det? Improviserade fram färger där. Vad sa du? Brunt?
No, I was thinking of the logo.
På riktigt?
Yeah.
Brunt och rosa?
Yeah, it's some pink. I'm trying to think of the logo. It's some pink and some, the letters are pink, definitely. Mm-hmm. LOL. And then there's two different logos as well.
Om du har tid att vänta efter podden så gör jag med glädje en LOL. Det är mycket bättre. Är det deal?
Deal, yeah, let's do it.
Bra.
I'll have time. We're getting better friends already.
Ja, verkligen.
We just worked through a conflict.
Ja.
You and I. Wow.
Det här slänger vi.
Oh, he threw it for real too.
Ja, nu slängde jag iväg det här rasistiska armbandet. Jag ska jobba.
Now we could be friends.
Det där var planerat. Jag skulle slänga bort det och visa att jag är en större person än så. Ännu svettigare än innan. Men det här är utmärkt. Jag kommer att göra ett LOL-band.
Okay.
Och vi kommer att bli vi ska gå igenom frågorna och förhoppningsvis bli kompisar.
Okay.
Är du med på det?
Ja.
Då kör vi igång jingen. Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
Vem får du ofta höra att du är lik?
My twin brother. No, I'm just kidding. We don't look alike at all.
Du har en tvillingbrorsa?
Yeah.
Är det sant? Det här kommer jag ihåg från ett AMK. Just det. Ja. Och ni är inte alls lika.
No. Uh-huh. Fraternal. Yeah. But I look a lot like my sister. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
they think a lot of times people think we're the twins and that my brother's a really ugly girl. I've heard when I was younger and skinnier, I would get Marlon Wayans, the actor from the Wayans film. They do White Girls.
Ja, just
Don't
det.
Be a Menace, you guys call it.
Det var länge sedan man hörde från honom, va?
Yeah, yeah, he's still doing stand-up.
Är det du?
I moved here.
Han gick ner sig.
Started over. I get that. Yeah, that was the one I got the most. The Wayans brothers, Sean and Marlon, were the ones.
Var de två brorsor?
Sean and Marlon, yeah. Vänta. They have a huge family in Hollywood.
Jo, okej.
Okay. Like 10 of them.
Jag är dålig på Hollywood generellt. Men de två killarna i White Chicks, är de två?
Yeah, they're brothers.
Aha, det visste jag inte.
Yeah, jag one is Sean and one is Marlon. They were the two youngest of the family that were.
Och du är lik en av dem?
I would get shot. If I was being funny in school, I was like class clown. And they would say Marlon because he was the silly one. But then Sean was like the cute one. So sometimes I would get Sean. The girls would say I look like Sean. And then.
Vad blev du gladast av att höra? Var det Sean?
Marlon. I wanted to be funny.
So, var det så?
Yeah, so somebody said I was funny or silly more.
I min klass i gymnasiet så var det två Robin. En kallades snygg Robin och jag kallades bara Robin.
That's so fucked up.
Det är så jävla
deppigt. Damn, that's fucked up. Bara Robin. Nej, bara Robin.
Vanliga. Gråa Robin.
Did they say bara Robin?
Robin bara. Oh. Ja, vi går vidare. Vad unnar du dig?
Unnar? What is it? Vad get away with?
Nej, vad ska man säga? Jag kan inte, får jag googla? Yeah, får jag translate? Vad fan kan det heta?
I've heard it before.
Det här är bra.
Sorry, man.
Nej, det är jag som inte.
I should know. Una. Nikita is gonna be rolling in her anger right now.
svenska, engelska. Här. Treat yourself.
Mm. How do I treat myself? I don't know. If it's so expensive here, but I like to do like self care, like manicures and pedicures.
Mm.
I love that shit, man. But it's so expensive here, and or maybe it's just so cheap in America that I haven't done it as much as I like to.
Men dels vad du naglar också.
Yeah, I do my.
Får jag se dina naglar?
Yeah, they're not good right now.
Jävligt snygga händer.
Oh, thanks, but I don't think they're good right now.
Nej. Fan vad nice. Jag tänkte bli nagelterapeut. Jag sökte det really? Utbildningen.
My uncle does it.
Det är så alltså.
I used to sit in the chair and watch him my whole childhood.
Är det sant?
Yeah, just doing nails and flirting with all
this. Beyoncé-uppväxt.
It was a really it was not good for me.
Inte?
See, nah, it was all these, it was just it wouldn't be accepted now the way he talked to women.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It's like that. It's just only objectification type stuff. You know?
Okay.
Stuff that I've learned.
Jag tänkte att han var gay.
Everybody did.
Såklart.
And it disarmed the customers. Next thing you know, he's taking a break and going to the back room with them.
Förstår. Yeah. Jag tänkte att jag skulle vara den sympatisk. Alltså du vet så här, att jag kunde vara det utan att vara ett as.
Right.
Men tror du sökte han sig till den branschen för?
Yes. Actually, I could plug my podcast. He was on my podcast. He came to Sweden to visit. The Power Meter podcast.
Were you and your Swedish homies talking about life?
Yes, you remember. but the Power Meter podcast, he comes on, and it's a crazy episode. He tells all these crazy stories from the hood in Miami back in the day. But he talks about why he began doing nails. And it was basically to get girls.
Otroligt, vilken omväg ändå. Yeah. Eller så har han bara förstått något som andra inte har förstått. Det kanske är så man.
Yeah.
Det är ändå typ 2 års utbildning, eller? Det beror väl på.
I never went to school for it.
Nähä. Han.
You act like this is not some hood shit, man.
Hade han något verktyg, eller?
This is really hood, man. There's my grandmother had a corner store like this. It was like a convenience store, kind of like a malt deck type thing. But smaller, like a convenience store. We go to get chips and you know and beer, and cigarettes, and shit like that. And we would work there. The whole family basically helped around the shop or whatever. But she would bring in people to pay rent for like a space in this little convenience store. And one of the people was a nail technician. And he would see all the young ladies coming in while he's working the register. And he's like, all these women are coming in here to get their nails done. And then the lady just holding hands with all the customers. And he's like, man, I could just hold these women's hands and they just... They have to let me hold a hand.
Jag är så otroligt glad att den personen som hyrde den här utrymmet inte var gynekolog. Så han bara, det där jag ska göra.
No, right. Like, oh, just play in their vaginas. So they had a car wash outside. Uh-huh. They had the video games in the back. They cooked out of the back. This is just like a, you know, it might be.
Det är ett samhälle.
It's probably why I have it in me this drive to. Through the festival. Mm. It comes from the family, man. Everybody's just trying to...
För att få röra kvinnor.
Yes, that's what I'm here for, man. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know why we're talking about that, but yeah.
Vi pratade om dina fina händer.
Oh yeah, so that's what I like to do. Mm. But that's not the reason. Nej. Oh yeah, you thought about being it. But I had a friend who did it, and I went, and it was more pedicure. Mm. When you get your feet done, I went with my friend. I was like, well, pedicure, man. I thought that's a thing that women do. Mm. And then I went and, you know, set my feet in the water, and then they just take care of you, and the chairs massage your back. And I was like, man, this is nice. Ja. It's like a nice relaxation, like a meditation type of thing. You
know? Så trist att det är tjejkodat, för många killar har missat så mycket skönt i livet.
Yeah, man.
It's alltså, so bli nice. Ompysslad. Yeah. Det är det shit, alltså.
So when I treat myself, that's what I do. I go get a manicure and pedicure. Especially here, it's treating myself because it's going to cost me...
halva lön.
Yeah, 700 crowns or whatever. I found right here in Högdalen, right there, HDJ Nails. Mm-hmm. It was 450 crowns, and I was like, damn, that's nice. But they weren't that good.
Men kan vi inte gå och göra det tillsammans någon gång?
Hell yeah.
Det var skitmysigt.
I'm dead serious.
Ja, supergärna.
Yeah, we can meet right there and get it done, yeah.
If
we have to choose between the guy and the woman, you gotta take the guy though, I'm sorry, man.
Absolut.
He's, I didn't like how he did my feet.
Aha. Ja, men då så. Det är superdeal.
Fan. Okay. Have you done it before?
Ja. Okay. Alltså jag älskar massage och ansiktsbehandlingar och allting.
But like a manicure, better you've done.
Nej, alltså jag tror fotbehandling har jag varit på, men aldrig vad var
manicure.
Medikyr har jag aldrig varit på.
And no, but you've done pedicure where they
precis.
File your feet and
exakt.
Massage and
men där är mitt problem att jag är lite kittlig.
Yeah.
Att jag kan inte slappna av riktigt. Men händer hade varit supernice. Jag bara,
Well, I'll be there to guide you through.
Kan du göra det?
Yeah, man.
Fan, det här är min dröm. Vi tar någon söndag kanske.
I was gonna say Sunday, yeah.
Oh, gud. Damn, den här vänskapen börjar så bra.
Finishing each other's sentences. You're supposed to say sentences.
Jag kan inte engelska. Jag har fortfarande ingen aning om vad du pratar.
Meningar. Finish each other's meningar.
Yes, vi går vidare. Hittills, vilket är ditt peak life?
I was in my best shape, like physical shape, when I was in the Air Force. When I was,
used to, huh?
Yeah, that was good, man. I think in Turkey, that was my peak at the point. And I was like,
du var
20.
I Turkiet?
Yeah,
just det, huh?
That's where I met my wife.
Jaha.
In my peak.
Uh-huh.
I look how I got her. But I was like early 20s,
uh-huh.
And it was my second base, so I kind of knew what the military was about, or what the Air Force was about, and it was like I could thrive.
Sen tog du henne till second base också.
Yeah, nice. I could thrive. Well, she wasn't like there, you know what I mean? I only met her on a vacation from the base.
Mm-hmm.
It was so random, man.
Jobbade hon där, eller?
No, she was on vacation, like a school trip.
Jaha, jag tänkte, okej, jag förstår.
But I was in, like, on the military base, it was, I thrived in that environment because it was like, you lived in the dorms, so I was amongst, I liked people around me. I think it's, might have to be do with me being a twin, that I like people around me. I think that helps me with stand-up, being an MC, because I really care that everybody's having a good time, you know? I was in a good environment because everybody had to live in the dorms. It's not like people get off working and they go their separate ways. Nej. I hated that, you know.
Hur många bodde man i ett rum då?
One. You have your own room.
Men dorm, sa du inte det?
Yeah, it's a dorm. It was like this. It's just like an apartment.
Men jag trodde att det var... Då förstår jag bara inte vad ordet betyder. Men jag tänkte att när jag gjorde lumpen, då var vi 8 personer i ett litet rum.
Yeah,
det var fortfarande
like
en korridor liksom. Okay, okay.
This was your base. You don't, they don't do you like that when you go, you're done with basic training and all.
Nej, det är så. Nej.
Yeah, I was in for 6 years. So
oh, yeah,
I like... can't live in a dorm for six in a basic training dorm. But they call it the dorms, the living area.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm.
So, but everybody else lived in it. It's a one room. It's like this apartment almost. Mm. And because of my job, I shared a I had a kitchen because I couldn't, I had hours where I couldn't go to the dining facility all the time. Mm. So, I liked it a lot. I was able to, like, mingle with my friends. You know, I was in good shape. I was still athletically. I was still able to play basketball and stuff like that. I didn't have, like now if I play, I have sore knees the next day. But then I was, like, hooping. And I used to rap. I used to do my freestyling with my boys. Drinking, not a care in the world. You know what I mean? Just having a good time. I think that was kind of a peak time for me.
Fan, vad fint.
Yeah, it was nice.
Men också göra kanonliv nu.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, now it's good. I'm actually doing, I'm not where I want to be in stand-up yet, but I'm doing stand-up that I've always been curious about.
Mm. Du har inte hållit på så länge, va? Är det tre år?
Years, yeah. So I wanted to do it since I was a kid, you know?
Det är så, alltså.
Yeah, but I thought it was like a, my mom used to talk shit about stand-up all the time, like comics. She would, if I try to be funny, she would say, "There's too many comedians out of a job for you to be trying to be funny." Uh-huh. That was what she said all the time. So.
Supportive.
Yeah. But I didn't say, "Mom, I want to be a comedian." But I was just like, oh, I always thought, oh, comedy.
Uh-huh, I for sure.
You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. You know, I need to be something else. Mm. And yeah, so that time was good. But now I feel like I feel like I haven't hit the peak yet.
Nah.
I feel like a peak is coming. I really do. Maybe I'm overly positive, but I feel like there's some good in the near future for me.
Fan, det tror jag också. Det är jobbigt att gigga med dig. För
what? Fuck out of here.
Alltid bäst.
Ah, thanks man, that's sweet. That was a nice get the fuck out of here. That wasn't, I wasn't angry.
Jag går ut.
that was me not here. And now I will finish this. I don't know how to do these beads.
Vad var det första du laddade ner?
The first thing I downloaded? Mm. Hmm. I think it was here when I moved here.
Mm.
I used to be principally against downloading.
Hey, sant.
Like I said, I was I wanted to rap. I know.
Jaha, det var det.
I wanted to be a rapper.
Mm.
And I said that because I was interested in the art form that I would, because music was the first thing people were downloading. I was like, because I'm interested in the art form, I won't download any music.
Nah.
I'll buy to support the artist. And that's what I did. I bought CDs when people weren't buying them anymore. In the 2010s, that I call it, you know, the double-digit 2000s, I was still buying CDs.
Var det en sån som sa, but would you download a car? Or would you steal a car? Eller vad var det de sa?
I used to see those commercials. I never looked at it as stealing.
Applådera.
I never looked at it as stealing, but I just didn't want to do it myself.
Nej.
But then when I moved here and I missed, it's hard to... like, media is such a big part of American culture, and you don't realize it until you leave, I think.
Nej.
So I got here, and I just started, like, missing TV, and there's no way to watch it.
Nej.
So then I was just like, I have to figure out how to find out what a torrent was. It's like, torrent? Why do I need another thing to download this thing?
Men vad var det då? Vad sa du, musik?
No, it was TV shows, or series.
Kommer du inte ihåg första?
Hmm. Let's see. You know what? It was a. I want to say like a 30 for 30. It's a sports documentary series.
Yeah, no, just det.
I think it was a 30 for 30.
Huh?
Because I was listening. I started listening to podcasts once I got here.
Mm.
And the first one that I got stuck on was The Champs. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
You probably won't listen to that. But it's Neil Brennan. You know him?
No.
Comedian. Moshe Kasher, do you know him?
Nope.
No. Okay, it's two comedians. They're both American. And Neil Brennan helped Dave Chappelle.
I know
Chappelle.
Martin Sonneby. That's the level.
You know Dave Chappelle?
Heard of him.
Heard of him. His writing partner, Neil Brennan, is also a comedian. And they had this podcast. And I was just... That's what made me interested in starting a podcast, because of those guys.
Mm.
But they would just interview black famous people. Black celebrities. That was their thing.
From Yogi.
Yeah, but they're, yeah, I was gonna say, but they're white, but you're white too. But they, I was listening to that, and then I heard about the 30 for 30 that I should watch. Mm. And then I went and I started trying to figure out how to download mm-hmm. it. And my brother-in-law showed me how to do it. He was like, what are you talking about? He's from here, obviously. He's, like, he's been downloading since he had a bottle in his mouth. What the fuck are you doing? So that's when I downloaded 30 for 30.
Fan vad nice. Vad är det ondaste du har haft?
The most evil thing?
Nej, painful.
Oof. I tore my ACL. My ligament in my left knee. Mm. That shit hurt.
I basket?
Yeah. I blocked the shot though, which is good. And then I came down. I think it was on somebody's foot, but I saw my knee bend like to the side. Sideways. Mm. And I was on the army base. Playing these fucking army dudes.
Where did you get?
No, this was in Alaska. Mm. And I lay there for a little bit, and they were like, oh, man, you all right, man? Oh, that looked nasty. And then I was like, help. You know what I mean? And then after a couple minutes, after everybody said, are you all right, they started back playing. I was still under the goal. I was like, maybe I should slide from under here. These assholes. And then I, like, limped home, and, yeah, I had to get surgery and all that stuff. That was painful. That might have been the most pain. Besides some psychological shit. Some psychological shit happened. But this would get really dark if I start going down those way.
Gör som du vill.
Yeah. Besides like deaths and stuff in the family and stuff like that. That was a physical pain.
Det är klart godkänt svar. Vad tycker du om ditt namn?
Oof. Did you know that Jonathan's not my first name? My full name is Albert Jonathan Rollins III.
Really?
Yes.
Albert.
Albert Jonathan Rollins III. My dad's name is obviously Albert Jr. And I never met my granny. He died when my dad was a kid. But I vowed as a kid I would never call my child Albert. So okay. That ends with me. I just thought it was an old-fashioned name. And so, no, I didn't. I think in my family, a lot of us have like issues with our names.
It is,
yeah, my sister's name is Alicia. She goes, but then when she was an adult, she started saying Alicia. Mm-hmm. Like she changed the way that people correcting people. No, it's Alicia. What the fuck? Your mama call you Alicia, I'm gonna call you Alicia, you know what I mean? And then my brother, we all have these, I have a weird relationship with our father. Mm-hmm. And he, for one summer, He was telling people that he was saying his name was my dad. Like I said, Albert Jonathan Rollins III. Mm. My dad's middle name isn't Jonathan. He like added that shit to my name. You know, I like Jonathan though. Mm. But he called me Jondre for one summer.
Jondre.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, people at my. He was going to college and he was like, people at my college, man, they're calling me Jondre, man. So you gonna be Jondre Jr. So the whole summer. My brothers thought that was so cool. Nobody called me that.
Hur stavar du Jondre?
Jondre.
Ah, okay.
Like so Jonathan and Andre. And Andre. Yeah. So, and I thought it was cool too. I was like, but then nobody called me. It never caught on. It was just weird that my dad, I don't know.
Det är svårt att ge sig själv smeknamn.
Yeah. Well, my dad gave it to me.
Jo, precis. Men man kommer till skolan och bara, jag vill att ni säger så här nu.
Yeah.
Nej.
But I got a story about that too. My brother named his son Jondre.
Nej. Yes. Yes. Det ska jag också göra.
Name your son Jondre. Yes, we'll be so good friends by the time you have kids. I thought that was weird, man. Huh. And then my dad had mentioned that he wanted to name my sister Jasmine, but my mom wanted to say Alicia. And Alicia being like a play on Albert, like a feminine version of Albert. You know? So my brother named his daughter Jasmine. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And when I was a kid, I found out my name was Albert when I was like 5.
Va?
Yeah.
Men vadå?
I didn't know. Everybody called me John.
Det är som att säga att du är adopterad. Alltså, varför väntar du?
And my mom called me Jonathan. She called my dad. She called him Rollins. Most of them men in the army. Mm. She would call him Rollins. But then when she said who he was, she would say John. Mm. And then I went to school, and they were like, Jason Rollins, and he's like, here, you know, we're in the same class, you know, Albert Rollins, and I was like, Is that me? So I kind of half raised my hand like, here with a question mark, here? And then, I came home and I was like, is my name Albert? My mom was like, yeah, it's your first name. You're named after your dad. You're Albert Jonathan Rollins III. I was like, that's so cool. Albert starts with an A, and A's always get to go to the front of the line. So I went to school, and I started correcting my friends. I was like, you guys need to call me Albert from now on. I'm Albert. And then some kid came over, wanted to play, and he's like, is Albert here? And my dad was like, who? Because he didn't like the name Albert. And he's like, Albert, you know? And then he's like, John, come here. He asked you for Albert. I was like, yeah, that's my name. And he's like, all right. So when the play, I came back, my dad's like, why? Albert isn't, he's like, that's, you know, I go by John because, you know, I like that name. But do you know the meaning of Jonathan? I was like, no. And he said, Jonathan means sent from God. And I was like, really? He's like, so that's why I like that name better than I like Albert. And I was like, wow, sent from God. He's like, yeah, man, that means you're like a blessing. So that's why that's a good name. But if you want to be Albert, you know. So I went back to school. I was like, hey, man, stop calling me Albert. And then they started back calling me John.
Albert was sent home from school.
It means courage, actually. Brave, courageous. I like that, too. If he would have told me that, I might have stuck with it.
Ja, verkligen. Det kommer stå på avsnittet, kommer det stå Albert the Third. Bara.
If you want to. But it was, yeah, that's all I had about that.
Fan, vad nice. Vad blir du orimligt arg på?
Hurting children.
Men är inte det rimligt?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like irrationally. Like, yeah, I was, oh, okay. I get angrier than most.
Nej, jag förstår. Ah, du blir arg. Jag förstår.
But, when people go over their time on us. No, I'm sorry.
Fel bransch.
I know, right? let's see. I don't like when, I take it kind of personal when people don't consider, like, aren't considerate. Mm-hmm. I take it really, like, I get, like, if I wouldn't, like, the golden rule. It's such a simple thing. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Mm-hmm. And I get, like, really, I'm thinking about work situations when I get mad, and it's just like, why would you do, like, I would never do that to you. Why would you do it to me? Mm-hmm. And I get, like, blow my top off with that. I don't get angry a lot, but... Yeah, that's when I would get, like, when I had to check myself. Yeah, because I've had where I'm always smiling and laughing and stuff, but when the fuse, when it blows, it's a big explosion. I don't get angry easily, but, yeah, that's one thing that could set me off. It's like somebody just inconsiderate of me or rude or, you know, I don't like that shit at all.
Men det känns, jag har aldrig sett dig, vad jag kommer på i alla fall, alltså explodera.
Nah, you probably won't see me explode.
Nah.
Especially I'm a little older now. But I used to get mad and like, get fighting mad, you know. That's not good. I don't fight anymore. But I used to get like ridiculously angry and stuff. If somebody crossed me and just like disrespectful, I didn't like that at all. I don't take it well. And some people just do it, like, especially in the Swedish workforce, people will just be like, disregard me. It's just like, whoa, man, that's fucking rude. People that have their phones make notification noises while I'm talking. That's another motherfucking thing.
Jag har jättemycket för mig. Det här är bara en av sakerna jag gör just nu. men det här, för en fråga är, har du slagit någon? Och det svarar du på att du har gjort det. Men jag gissar att det beror lite på att när man blir äldre och kanske också får barn, att jag upplever att typ alla slagsmål sker mer eller mindre på fyllan. Att det är ganska ovanligt att två nyktra personer börjar slåss.
I don't think I ever fought drunk.
Va?
No.
När slåss man då? Jag har aldrig slagit.
Oh. No, I've been in fights just when shit goes down. I don't know. Not drunk. Not
alltså
like,
dagtid?
I've been, I guess I will.
Du känns mer styrs av månen då. Än av alkohol. du måste vara.
Exakt. Howl, howl first. Is that the next question?
Om du ylar.
No, I mean,
nej, men ja, typ, vi kan säga så. Om du har slagits liksom.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of fights. Mm. Yeah. I used to fight a lot as a kid, like a kid. Mm. I fought quickly. I used to fight right away. I don't know why. I thought it solved the problem back then, but I thought everybody got in fights as a kid. Obviously not, you know.
De flesta har nog det, det tror jag.
Yeah. But like I would like, yeah, fight. Yeah.
Har du slagits med tillhyggen?
What's that?
Alltså har du med tool? Jag vet inte, men
like fight with a weapon?
Ja. Yeah.
No, man.
Alltså med en fan vet jag. En
like brass knuckles or something?
Yeah, exactly.
No, man. Inget sånt. My fist.
Jag vet inte. Jag har aldrig varit där.
No, I've been for like
jag har haft en kniv under hakan och en pistol mot huvudet, så att det är det enda jag har haft. Jag har aldrig blivit slagen eller.
Have you had a gun to your head?
Ja.
Was it a robbery?
Alltså det var en person som blev rånad och jag cyklade förbi. Så han liksom så här, du har inte sett någonting. Och sen så petade han, förstår du?
Oh, God.
Så att jag var liksom,
did it look like a real gun?
Nej, jag var typ 12.
Oh.
Så att jag har ingen aning.
Damn. Ja. Here, Högdala?
Nej, Järfälla. Killhill, okay. Kallhäll. Men jag kom ihåg, jag kom på det 4 år senare. Typ, bara, just det. Det var en pistol.
Shit. All right. Well, yeah, I fought my fist. I never had a weapon.
No.
I've been in a few fights.
Mm.
And then in the last fight was the weekend I met my wife. That's the last time I actually fought my fight.
Fint.
Yeah. But I don't, I told myself I'm gonna stop fighting.
Mm.
It's just.
Det var inte henne, va?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, that's how, it was before I met her, but it was that weekend.
Mm.
It was like a Memorial Day weekend is a big weekend for like vacations and stuff. And we were there in Turkey. And the dudes, there was like a weird vibe the whole weekend. I felt it.
Mm.
I don't think that it wasn't as many. It's the beginning of the summer. It's the end of May, Memorial Day. And I think that there wasn't as many tourists there as normal.
Mm.
So I think the fact that we came in such a big group of guys and that we're kind of taking all of all the women.
Mm.
I don't think the Turkish dudes were liking that shit.
Into today.
And we were on a bus, a double decker, and they tried to throw one guy off.
Hey, it's sant.
Yeah, and I kind of snapped.
Men ni var ändå soldater liksom.
Yeah. Yeah, they learned their lesson.
Ja, jag menar det.
We had to run, we had to get the fuck out of there. Though. But yeah, a lot of people talk about how fighting is so bad, but you get in a rush, man.
Mm, men det kan jag tänka mig.
And I felt like a
det är det, för jag backar, jag har ju alltså om jag har hamnat i någon form av sån situation i mitt liv, så har jag alltid backat. Och det är ju världens anti-rush. Alltså man skäms ju jättemycket och du vet hjärtat rusar, men man känner sig som en loser liksom.
Yeah.
Så jag förstår att det måste vara väldigt skönt att inte backa liksom.
So actually, yeah, let it out.
Mm, precis.
Yeah, I was dropping people. I was hitting, I was on that day, I should say.
Det är så.
Yeah. I was just hitting people. Yeah, and then but we got scared too, because you hear these stories about Turkish prison.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And the base doesn't really support you when you get in some trouble like
inte
that. They just like, oh, well, you fucked up. Let you sit a couple days, then they'll come get you.
Mm.
And I was like, man, I ain't fucking around. We had to run out, get off that bus as fast as possible, get taxis and get the fuck out of there. But it was.
Så ni klarade er allihopa?
Yeah, we beat them up and left.
Mm.
But I think that's the last time I, you know, closed my fist and put my hands on somebody.
Mm.
I've been close to fights, but I haven't actually fought since I got out.
Solskens historia.
Exactly.
Nu ska vi se. Vad är ditt partytrick?
Tell jokes, man. I don't know. You know what? Sometimes if I have an idea for a joke, it's like the party gets a preview.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'll workshop it in public settings.
Huh?
So I have an idea.
Mitt på festival. Är ni ett swingers gäng?
No. It'll be like, I'll just tell a story. I'll find a way. I think this is what I'm good at, is finding a way to make the conversation go. And then I'll throw in my little, because most of my jokes are just stories.
Mm.
And then I'll just tell the story over and over.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then sharpen it as I go.
Mm.
But by the time it hits the stage, I've told it at least twice, probably. Unless something is born out of crowd work or something. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's kind of what I do at parties.
Mm.
Just be funny.
Fan, vad nice.
Keep it going, type of thing. I don't know.
Men du arrangerar mycket fester också, va?
I do stuff like that. Yeah. Yo, I will invite you to stuff now. Mm. Not a friend. You're right. I'll make you watch. Make you learn about American football.
Ja, jag vet. Vi pratade om det förut.
Yeah.
Mycket gärna. Vem är Sveriges roligaste?
Comedian.
Du får tolka hur du vill.
Oof. Man, being in the comedy scene, I love watching comedians work.
Mm.
But I think the funniest person, it's going to be maybe a hacky statement, but fucking Al Pitcher, man.
Mm.
Watching him work is inspirational to me. Maybe just it's the kind of his style is the kind of style that it impresses me. That he just can make a, it's almost like freestyle rap, man. He goes up and he just he'll have a script, of course, but then he'll bring everybody where they need to be when by the end of it all, and then he'll work in whatever jokes he's working on, but he could just create a fucking mode, just wind everybody up in a great way. So I love watching him work. Another one is Carl Stanley. I love watching him work too. So, but I always look at it kind of technical when I watching stand up. So I probably can't appreciate it as I should, as a, unless I'm, I guess maybe if I was watching a downloaded pirated DVD. If I was watching a special or something, maybe I could look at it as a fan.
Ah, but precis.
When I'm watching it in the room, it's so
I need arbetstekniskt liksom.
Right.
Mm.
So I have to say like Al and Carl, but I think like the reason I'm doing the festival is because it's so many that it's fun to watch all the time. So it's almost rude to leave people out. But those two are, I would say they're the funniest around.
Håller med. Har du varit i Romme Alpin?
No, what's that?
Skidort.
Wow.
Nej, det är nästan ingen som har varit där.
Okay, that's a question.
Det var faktiskt sista vanliga frågan.
Is that a vanlig fråga?
Nu går vi till Patreon-frågorna. Alltså folk som skänker pengar.
Thank you.
Ja, precis. Men jag valde bort Birgittas fråga idag, för du har säkert redan hört det många gånger. Men tack återigen, Birgitta. Jättekul.
Very, probably well formulated.
Ja, gud, ja. Alltså, det är en grammatisk show hon bjuder på i den här frågan. Vi börjar med Johanna Ekberg.
What up, Johanna?
What up? Hon undrar, vilket brott är det mest troligt att du skulle bli åtalad för?
That I've been involved in?
Alltså, ja, du får tolka fritt, men jag skulle kunna tänka så här, som du är som person, vad skulle du kunna råka dit? Eller som du sa, att vad har du...
Okay. I've been a part of insurance fraud where we blew up a car, me and my uncle. And, the same one that does nails.
Alltså, på riktigt, om du skulle säga så här, allt det här med min familj är bara skitsnack, jag växte upp i Bromma, så hade alla bara, ja, men det var en bra show. Alltså det är så jävla, det är världens bästa lögner på ett sätt. Alltså det är så jävla sjukt liv. Okej, när var det här?
I was in the military. It was so stupid. But I was, it was 2005-ish.
Mm.
Yeah, 2005. And I was home visiting. And then I went to a wedding while I was home. Oh yeah, I had just met Sandra. I had just met my wife not too long before that. So I remember like trying to chat with her and stuff. And then I went to a wedding out of town, and I came back, and my uncle's vehicle was gone. He had an Expedition. It's like a big SUV. So I was like, where's your truck? You know, and I was like, where's your truck? He's like, I'll talk to you about that later. I was like, what? And then I was looking around the living room, and I saw like a little police report, like a card with a police report number on it, and it said Expedition, blah, blah, blah. I was like, did your truck get stolen? And he's like, I'll talk to you about that later. So then I finally talked to him about it. He's like, yeah, man, I used my truck for work so much. He had the high, the like a luxury edition of it, but he used it to just do stuff. Like he does the interior design and stuff like that. And the truck got destroyed, you know, so the value went down. You know, people were like leather seats, but they're all cut up and stuff like that. You know? So he's like, I can't get the value on it. I want to get rid of it. So if I still pretend it got stolen and then take it somewhere and blow it up, then I get the insurance money and I'm all good.
Men han sprängde den alltså? Inte tände eld på den eller sprängde?
No, set it on fire.
Precis,
blows up eventually, you know.
Alltså, jag förstår. Jag är dålig på bilar, engelska.
crimes. the holy trinity of this story. So I was like, of course, I was like, that's cool as hell. Let's do this shit. And he's like, I got somebody. He's like, I got some. You know, you want to do it? I was like, yeah, I want to do this shit. So he called his dude. He's like, yo, I'm going to do this alone. You know, I'm doing my nephew. Mm. So don't worry about it. Dude's like, all right, whatever. You know? So then we go. The guy, good thing he didn't go with this guy, because the guy locked the keys in the vehicle. So we had to break the window. And I was small enough to go into the back window. Mm-hmm. So we broke the window. I climb in. He said he'll drive because his report is stolen. So I had no trouble, you know. So he got in. I got in his car. We drive up there. He had cased the area already.
So du är den lilla killen när du är i militära. Hur stor är din farbror?
Oh, he was kind of big. I mean, he was just like, you know, big.
Det är ändå kul att du är så här. Det är som att du är fem. Du är barnet som får vara.
No, I was like, I don't know. I wasn't bony, but he's big. He's he's not big like stocky, but big like a fat, like kind of fat guy.
Det är härliga bilder. Man vill se det här.
Oh, good. Good. That's good. I'm doing my job right. And so I follow him there. He had cased the area already. He parks the van. I mean, he's going to go park it. And he drove up next to me. He's like, fuck, man. It's motherfucking police over there. Mm-hmm. I was like, really? And I look and I see the cop. And he's like, we got to go somewhere else. So then we find another place.
Vad är en bra plats?
This was like a industrial area. I almost said industry område. Said that.
Well, they were cool.
It's an industrial area. So we go to another place, but he didn't scout this area. He just leaves the truck there and tries to set it on fire. You know, it didn't work the first time. He starts running towards the car. And then, like, the door was open, and he's like, drive, nigga, drive. You know, and I started driving, but he wasn't in yet. He's like, stop, nigga, stop. I stopped and closed the door. Drive, nigga, drive. And then drive again. So then we stopped, we looked, and it didn't set. So we drive back, and then he had already poured the gas in and everything, so he got another match, you know. Lights it, he starts lighting another one. Poof, the whole thing, like, starts setting up. So he's like, oh, shit, and he starts running. And he's, like I said, he's overweight, you know. It was hilarious watching him run top speed toward me. That shit was great. And I'm just sitting there laughing.
Men explosion in the back comes.
Yeah. No, it didn't explode yet. We didn't see it explode. Because the cop was there, and we had to get the fuck out of there. You know what I mean? The cop was not far from there. We weren't far from there. So when he's running, I'm just cracking up, like, oh, this is hilarious. Monk is running, oh, shit. And he gets in the car. I waited right this time. He gets there. He's like, drive, nigga, drive. And I drive off. And then we wait, see the fire start catching, the truck starts catching, and we're like, let's get the fuck out of here. That cop's going to come soon. Mm. So then the next morning, we drove over there, and we saw it had exploded. It was done. Mm. It was, like, just foundation of a vehicle, like, success. Mm-hmm. Now we just wait for them to find it and then call them. I go back to Turkey to finish my time there, and I get a call in the middle of the night from my brother, and he's like, what you did, man? I was like, what? He's like, Monk in jail. He said, Monk's in jail. What'd you do? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know. He's like, man, I heard y'all did something with a truck, man. What y'all do, man? And I was like, I ain't got nothing to say about that. Man. You know? And then he said, Monk's going, and I started thinking to myself, Monk would never, he's like a father figure to me. Mm. He's never going to snitch on me. He's going to, you know, through the time, I'll probably owe him some money or something after, you know. And then my brother's like, no, I'm just fucking with you, man. And I was like, whoa. I was like, what's going on? He said, man, what the fuck was y'all thinking, man? And I was like, what happened? And he said, my grandmother, the truck was in her name. She went to go collect. She goes to the insurance company. And the guy was like, before collect, I want to show you something and see if you still want this claim to go through. And she's like, all right. And he's like, I don't normally do this, but you seem like a nice lady, you know. So then he shows footage from a camera that's in this area. And he's like, do you know these gentlemen? And it's like, she said it was clear as day, me laughing. And my teeth just shining in the video. the guy was like, do you know these gentlemen? You know, and then you see my uncle jump in the car and all this shit. And she's like, never mind, and walks out. Mm. And so they lost money. My uncle's like, man, I lost $9,000 on this bullshit.
Men vadå, så du klarade dig?
Yeah, no, I did. I committed a crime, but we didn't get... I mean, there was never, you know... Because if she would have tried to go through with the claim, then you could say it's insurance fraud. But since she didn't take any money... Yeah. Good thing the guy said that. But she said it was... She was like, it's a black guy. That's why he looked out for me. She's like, that old white man that was there, he would have put me in jail. So, yeah, but I would say the crime I'm most likely to I could be seen committed now would be like just like a hitting some like road rage probably. I get really mad driving, so
yes, sir.
I could probably get out of the car, especially my kids in the car, which is stupid to fight in front of your kids. But I probably somebody like puts us in danger, and then they have an attitude. I could see myself escalating all the way to beating somebody up.
Nu har vi gett Johanna 10 minuters svar här. Nu måste vi... Nej, det är bara... Nu får du höja till $40,000 i månaden, Johanna. För att kompensera.
Yeah.
Plinnis, kallar hon sig.
What's the name?
Plinnis.
Plinnis, yes. Okej. Okay. Shout out.
Jag tror att hon har planer på att bli komiker faktiskt. Hon är göteborgare.
Okej.
Hon undrar, vad känner du för Felicia Jackson?
What do I think about Felicia Jackson? Mm? I think she... I think she's really aggressive towards me, and I find her funny. I think she tries to be intimidated, but it doesn't work on me because I grew up around women like that. So stop trying, Felicia. But I think she's funny though. Mm. I like her that she's maybe too relaxed on stage, but she's really relaxed on stage, and I like when a comic is relaxed. But I think she might care too little. But yeah, that's just I like Felicia. I would consider her an acquaintance, like almost a friend, if she wasn't so goddamn abrasive. But shout out to Felicia.
Verkligen. Joel V. Kall.
Joel
undrar, du står på jordens yta. Du går en mil söderut, en mil västerut och en mil norrut. Och du hamnar exakt där du startade. Vart är du?
Go a mile south, a mile west, a mile north. I have to go back east to get back where I started.
Det är det som är det kluriga.
So it must be the South Pole.
Väldigt nära.
Was it the North Pole? Okay. That was my first guess, North Pole, and then I thought South Pole.
Snyggt! Fan, jag klarade det inte, kan jag säga. Ja. Här kan vi...
Yeah, I was thinking somewhere.
Men jag har också fått höra att man kan gå, om det här är Sydpolen, kan man gå alltså en mil norr om Sydpolen.
Okay,
sen kan man gå en east. Mil runt sin egen axel, alltså bara snurra i en mil och sen upp igen. Förstår du? För om du står här nere kan du inte gå en mil västerut.
Okej.
Och sen tillbaka. Ja. Adam Grenabo.
Adam.
Vad är det snällaste du har gjort mot någon eller någon har gjort mot dig?
Recently, my wife got me for my birthday. She got my friends together, and they paid for a DNA test, like a heredity test.
Hey, son.
And me as a black American, you don't know. You know what I mean?
Huh?
So I can trace my roots to Africa.
Är det så långt, alltså?
Hell yeah! What do you mean?
Nej, men jag vet inte hur sånt funkar. Alltså,
does that? Oh yeah, yeah.
DNA test, liksom.
Yeah, yeah. It goes back. It told me how much. Because all I know is American, and my family.
Ah, precis.
And this thing broke it down, man. It was pretty cool.
Fuck.
It was so nice that she did that.
Vill du berätta?
Yeah, yeah. It was 80% African. 86% African, mainly Nigerian.
Uh-huh.
I was 36% Nigerian. And then, in a close second, 33% Sierra Leone, 4% Scandinavian, 6% Finnish.
Fan, vad grymt.
Yeah.
Så mest Nigeria, Sierra Leone, vad sa du mer? Finland?
I said Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Finland. I had a little bit of North African as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 4%, and then 4%. Or maybe 6% North African. They didn't specify what country. And then Finland had 6, and then 4% Scandinavian.
Fan, vad grymt. Och få veta.
It's one of the nicest things that to me. I really, my whole life, I wanted to know. Like, Africa, what, you know, it gets lost with the slave trade and all that. So I was like, I want to know where. Yeah, so I want to go to Nigeria sometime. So that was nice. I don't know what I did nice. I'm too self-centered.
Jag tycker det var kanonsvar.
Okej.
Okay, fan, vad nice. Ja. Martin Lundberg undrar, modern lager eller modern ytterback?
What's ytterback?
Fotbollsposition. Alltså vänster eller höger back liksom.
Okej. Okay. Modern lager. Mm. The law, modern law.
Modern lager är, nej, det är öl. Modern lager. Öl. Hipsterfrågan.
Yeah. What? Modern beer? Like a modern...
Alltså jag
I do not understand this question at all.
Nej, alltså modern lager tror jag är... Det, om jag minns rätt så är det mikrobryggeri. Alltså, okay. Eller sån, den typen av öl. Och modern ytterback är en position i fotboll som är väldigt offensiv. Ytterback. Alltså så här, en kantspringare i stort sett.
Okej. Okay. I don't know if I'm the right person to answer this.
Men du måste svara på alla... Får välja någon av dem.
Of course, because they're paying for these answers.
Exakt.
Martin, come on, bro. I have to pick one or the other. I gotta pick the beer.
Utmärkt. Tack för det.
I don't know anything about soccer, man.
Nu ska vi se om vi har en sist.
Football, sorry.
Ja, just det. Nej, det är okej. Bove Bevonius.
Mm-hmm. Bove.
Bove. Om du var tvungen att byta ut halva ditt material mot en annan komikers, vem skulle du välja och varför?
Mm. I gotta think about what I'd be capable of doing.
Så du ska ge bort halva ditt och få halva någon annans liksom.
That's a really good question. I'll probably bring in some, no, it's too dark. I almost said Fredrik Andersson, but then that changed my whole persona. I have to change my persona. It has to be somebody, maybe Otto.
Uh-huh.
Because Otto tells stories, they're kind of non-regional. I've been to Turkey, I could work that in, some of that. And then he could take some of my stuff, it's just stories. We could swap and it could work.
Faktiskt. Ni är inte helt olika i liksom...
My style either.
Nej, exakt. Lite samma attityd liksom.
All right, he's got a positive energy.
Ja, precis.
And he's kind of I'm more in your face energy and he's more laid back, but it could work with the two.
Verkligen.
With the swap.
Yeah. Fan, vad jag älskar att du tog frågan. Att du verkligen analyserade rätt liksom. Man kan ju säga så här, men jag gillar Elinor Svensson. Men det här är ju mycket, alltså så här, förstår du vad jag menar, att du verkligen tänkte på hur det skulle funka.
Yeah, that's what matters. I ain't gonna be making a fool of myself for Bove.
Vet du vad? Vi har blivit kompisar.
Have we? Yes, man. I get my beats that you're gonna make right now.
Jajamän.
Cool, man.
Fan, vad härligt. Nu ska jag bara svänga ihop ett armband. Jag tänker att jag gör det samtidigt som vi spelar in Patreon exklusivt i 7-8 minuter. Om du har tid
där. Yeah, I got time, yeah.
Fan, vad schysst. Sist, men inte minst då. Vill du göra reklam för någonting?
Yeah, check out my podcast, The Power Meeting Podcast.
Where you?
Me and my two Swedish homies talk about life. And check out my comedy club. I just started an all-English comedy club. It's the only one in Stockholm.
Det glömde jag nämna, förlåt.
It's called The Laugh House. Yeah, so check out The Laugh House. It's on Saturdays on Drottninggatan 79 in the basement of a Spanish restaurant called Sabor Latin. Yeah, so please, Sabor Latino. Please check it out. It's good food there too. But check it out, and we're trying to get started, and it's all English. So hopefully if some of your listeners like English comedy, they can check it out.
Verkligen. Och gillar de all comedy så kommer de till LOL Stockholm.
Yes, LOL Stockholm, October 26th through the 28th. We're gonna get the last finishing touches on it and make it happen.
Fan, vad härligt. Tack snälla för att du tog dig tid.
Thanks for having me here, man. It's been fun.
Hörs. Hej då.
Thank you. Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.